This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. New coronavirus cases are sparking worries in the United States while the number of infections continues to drop in China. AP correspondent Matt Sidensky reports.
We're seeing the number of new cases within China continue to fall, for that threat to diminish there, for businesses to get back to work even at the epicenter of the crisis in and around Wuhan, China. But as that happens there, as it ebbs within China and elsewhere in Asia, we're seeing the threat grow within Europe, particularly in Italy, and in the United States, where there's been problems developing on both coasts.
Airlines are experiencing a sharp drop in bookings in the face of the spreading coronavirus. AP's Shelley Adler.
Southwest Airlines CEO Gary Kelly says the outbreak might do more damage to airlines than the 9/11 attacks. Delta Airlines says that travel demand has fallen so badly in the past week that it expects one-third of seats to be empty this month on flights within the country. American Airlines announced it will cut international flying by 10% this summer and reduce U.S. flying by 7.5% in April. It has also delayed training of new pilots and flight attendants. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Italian journalists covering the coronavirus story are doing so at a distance. AP correspondent Nicole Winfield reports.
You see television journalists conducting interviews and holding microphones far away from the subjects that they're interviewing. Press conferences are held with each journalist sitting at least a meter apart from one another. So the institutions are trying their hardest to keep to these rules restricting contact.
Croatia's national carrier is suspending international lines with Italy due to the virus, and the last ferry from there, operated by the carrier, docked in the southern port of Split Wednesday. This is VOA News.